With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A student opened fire at a private Christian school Monday morning in Madison, killing two people in the final week before the Christmas break. The people killed were a teacher and a student. Police say the shooter, a 15-year-old girl, also died. She was a student at the school. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Around 10:57 a.m., officers responded to an active shooter. They responded per our protocol. They found the person who they believe was responsible, who was down, deceased. We know that it's juvenile. We know that there are other persons who have lost their lives.
Other people were wounded at Abundant Life Christian School. It's a K-12 school with about 390 students.
We're still going through collecting evidence, collecting information, making sure that our community is safe from what is a sad day for our community and for our country.
Police say other people were hurt with injuries ranging broadly from minor to life-threatening. As we approach Christmas, many people get into the giving spirit and want to support local food pantries. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the Lakeland Pantry about some of the best ways to help.
Lakeland Pantry Director Lorna Springate says the pantry in Arbor Vitae has seen an increase in need in the last couple of years as grocery prices remain high. On top of that, there's usually a small increase in customers around the holidays.
There's people that only come in at the holidays because that's the only time they need us.
The Lakeland Pantry does accept donations of in-date, non-perishable food, gently used clothing, winter gear, infant and toddler items, as well as books and magazines. They can be dropped off at the pantry during open hours or by special arrangement. Springate says monetary donations make the most impact at the pantry.
We can buy $7 worth of food for a dollar that they donate. So monetary is much appreciated. We, through the schools, the kids do food drives, but as far as anyone else, we prefer the money because we can let it go further.
In addition to its regular customers, the pantry will also help provide a Christmas meal for families in the Lakeland area school districts like it did at Thanksgiving. If you need food or other kinds of assistance, you can always call 211 for information. We also have a link to local support at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Federal Department of the Interior has awarded the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission nearly $1 million for recovery efforts for American martens. The marten is Wisconsin's only state endangered mammal. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Martens have been trapped for their fur for various purposes. Jonathan Pauly is a professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He says silvicultural practices and logging within local national forests altered martens' preferred habitats.
This work is really trying to understand how do we manage habitat in a meaningful way on these working landscapes to increase martin habitat and connectivity of these different subpopulations to ensure martens are here for the foreseeable future.
Pauly says the grant money from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation's America the Beautiful Challenge will bring together a diverse group of folks from the federal, state, tribal, and academic levels over 4 years. They'll create a forest management proposal with recommended habitat improvements for marten recovery in Wisconsin. The project will also include training for future biologists and ecologists. In the 1930s, martens were considered regionally extinct. A series of reintroduction efforts has spanned nearly 60 years. Pauly says martens play important cultural, economic, and ecological roles, including the ability, as predators, to keep rodent populations at bay that are important carriers of diseases such as Lyme's disease. Martens are also good dispersers of seeds for foods such as blueberries and are culturally significant to the Ojibwe or Chippewa people. With varying degrees of chestnut brown furs, they have distinct golden throats and are the size of a cat with semi-retractable claws that help them navigate through forests and snow.
They actually live and hunt underneath that snowpack that they can slink in and out from underneath the snow where they can hunt all the mice that are living underneath the snow and then pop up out of the snowbank. And they have big feet like snowshoe hares almost where they can surf on top of the snow.
Polly says it's a real treat when you actually get to see one because they are so rare and cryptic. For the first time in a century, martens were spotted this year on Lake Superior's Madeline Island in northern Wisconsin. Ecology experts say this gives them hope for a positive recovery trend for the rare mammal. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Heavy trucks will need to find a new route at a couple of locations in Lincoln County. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has posted a gross vehicle weight restriction of 40 tons on two structures. One is a culvert over Barnes Creek on Highway 17 northeast of the city of Merrill. The second is the westernmost Wisconsin Highway 64 bridge over the Wisconsin River in the city of Merrill. The postings mean vehicles over 80,000 pounds will need to find alternate routes around the culvert and the bridge. Both structures are nearing the end of their service lives, and the weight restrictions are being placed as a precautionary measure until they can be replaced. A group of mayors is launching a new call for an overarching legal framework for the Mississippi River. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke has more.
Some mayors along the Mississippi River think their cities would benefit from a compact. That's a legal framework for sharing the river. Other major water systems like the Great Lakes and Colorado River Basin have compacts, but the Mississippi does not. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones says this could be a way to safeguard the Mississippi.
What I'd like to see is a compact that protects this natural resource for many, many years to come, that develops some preventative measures.
The Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative is organizing the call for a legal agreement. It's an association of leaders of about 100 communities along the river. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.